So I'm on the phone with Frida Gutman, who is a Montrealer, and you've just landed in Jerusalem. How are you doing today?
I'm doing really fine, very, very well. I had no trouble getting in, was not asked any questions. I was a little worried because of my activity in Montreal, but I didn't need to. Apparently, when you leave the country, they question you a lot, but want to know who you saw and so on. Anyway, I'm here. I'm going to be doing two different things, but they're both related to the olive harvest. One is the first one is a group of artists are coming from different countries, a few from Japan, from the States, and one from France, I think. Anyway, about 12 of us, and what we're going to do is we're part of Artists Against the Occupation, and people have in various cities around the world, Montreal, Tokyo, Philadelphia, have had shows called Artists Against the Occupation. And so we've kind of formed a group, and the 12 of us who have come here, and we're going to be doing various workshops. I am going to be in a camp in Bethlehem, and I'm going to do a workshop in puppet theater, which I've never really done before, but I've got lots of tips from puppet theater company in Montreal. And it's also, the whole theme is revolved around the olive harvest. So, and then we're each supposed to make our own work and also do a lot of visitings to olive groves and so on. And the second thing I'm going to do in the latter part of my stay is I'm going to be involved in the olive harvest with the International Solidarity Movement.
You're doing puppet making workshops with children in refugee camps in the West Bank. What are you hoping to do with those? What are the goals you're aiming at?
Well, because it's something new to the kids. I mean, it would be to most kids, and yet it's a medium that could be done easily by kids, and you know, in very enchanting ways, but simple ways. But and so I think that they'll respond like really creatively, and I'd like to just teach them a lot of side things too, and that I think like it would just be very interesting for them and very exciting, and we're gonna, it'll, again, the theme will be around the olive tree, and we don't have that much time, but I'm hoping that we can participate together with the kids so they, you know, so we all do the story together and so on. And then there'll be adults too, working, you know, from the camp working, so that they can learn, you know, the methods too and get ideas themselves and pass them on. So it'll become a, you know, maybe something they do on a permanent basis or anyway more often, and know that it's something they can do.
Now, why have you picked the olive tree in particular as your artistic focus through these workshops?
Well, you know, it is the, I mean, the group picked it. So, because it is the time of year of the olive harvest, and as many people may know, the olive tree is kind of the focus of, and symbolic of the, first of all, of the Palestinian people. It's very important to their economy and to their life in many ways. And then there's the fact that so many of these beautiful old, and some of them very old, olive trees have been cut down by the Israelis. And, you know, in their search for more land or to put up the wall. And it's been devastating and so terribly cruel. Internationals come at this time of year to help in the harvest, to actually help harvesting, to try and intervene between any kind of trouble that the settlers, the farmers, or the soldiers do, mm-hmm. and be present.
Do you have any thoughts on how the rest of your trip is gonna be for you?
Well, I think it's just going to be really exciting on one level. It's going to be amazing to work with those children. and to, you know, meet and do things with my fellow artists. And then, you know, and then of course working with the ISM is going to be amazing. I expect to see some very ugly, horrible things, and you know, witness, for instance, witness soldiers, you know, beating up people at a checkpoint or abusing them verbally. You know, Maven, one of our members witnessed shootings last time, so it's that part of it I'm not looking forward to, but I think it's just important for people to come here. So, but like everyone tells me that, who's been here says it's like really energizing to be here, and mm-hmm. I find that already. mm-hmm. And I feel really energized.
That's great. And finally, what do you hope to bring back to Montreal when you come back in November through this trip?
I want to bring back, you know, the stories of things I've witnessed, which, you know, I've talked before, but I think to audiences, but I think that having been here and having been a witness, I think it's really important to talk about it with people, and to, you know, I'll probably write stuff too and try and give talks wherever I can. That's, you know, the ISM, we arrange those things, and it's like that's an important part of the mission, so to speak. You don't just go, but you come back and carry with you a lot of information and things to tell people about that you've witnessed.
We've been on the phone with Frida Gutman, a Montrealer currently with the International Solidarity Movement, who's on the phone with us from Jerusalem. Frida, we want to wish you all the best in your trip.
Talk again soon.